Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode. I have so much energy and so much good stuff to share with you today. I'm just so excited about this episode. So let's get started. So are you ready to dive in the world of blog niching? We're going to be talking about the most common challenge and a piece of advice that's been floating around for a very long time in the blogging space. And we're going to be talking about the infamous niching down mantra. So today we're going to explore why you don't need to confine yourself into a single niche as a blogger. This is a new revelation that I've came to after, you know, going through like clarity that I needed. Like, you know, in my last episode, I was talking to you guys about how I've been lacking so much clarity. And I think that I finally have gotten to that point of total clarity. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. But so grab a coffee if you want to, or if you're driving, then don't grab a coffee, or maybe do grab a coffee. Go to your Tim Hortons or Starbucks and grab a coffee. Anyways, so let's chat. So, you know, when I first started my blogging journey, and for a very long time, I was bombarded with the idea that I had to pick one niche and stick to it. But honestly, I found that idea very suffocating for a very long time. And I mean, why limit yourself to just one topic when you can have a whole world of interests and experiences to share? I mean, it's like being forced to like eat only one flavor of ice cream for the rest of your life. Sounds like a nightmare and very boring, right? So here's the deal. By embracing versatility in your blogging journey, you open yourself up to a whole new universe of possibilities. Just think about it. When you cover various topics, you have the power to attract a diverse audience, right? And I know I always say to speak to one person, but I have recently learned that I can speak to different types of bloggers. What I have to niche down is my offer. When I talk about my offer, I'm going to speak to that one specific person that is perfect to buy that offer, but I'm not niching myself down anymore. So when you cover various topics, you'll connect with readers from all walks of life, and that's when the magic happens, the birth of a vibrant, inclusive online community that is going to love your blog. Now, I know what you're thinking, but won't being all over the place dilute my expertise, dilute my blog? Trust me, I had the same concerns literally all the way up until now. However, I discovered that versatility fuels creativity and personal growth. And people love you when you show up as your authentic self. When you are going to be showing up as who you truly are and what you want to talk about and the inspirations and the downloads that you get on a daily basis. And when you start to talk about things, you're going to end up starting to be magnetic, because that is what inspires you and you are the brand. So why niche yourself down? Sure, when you go to create an offer, you got to niche down the offer. And you got to niche down, you know, like the messaging for that offer. And it has to be solving a specific problem for one specific person, you know, and you have to have one solution for them. I believe if, you know, you have to niche down your offers, but you don't have to niche yourself. So you can show up on your blog and you can talk about whatever the frick you want to talk about that day. Okay? Stop thinking that you have to be niching down. I'm not anymore. I've been talking about, you know, making money blogging and, you know, sometimes organizing your blog. But like the main topics that I've been talking about is like money blogging and then, you know, blog traffic and all the topics about starting a blog. But, you know, like I'm done like just niching myself so far into blogging anymore. When I want to talk to bloggers about their mindset, about manifesting, about showing up as who they truly are and what the frick they want to do with their blog, you can do anything that you want and it's still going to work, because you can make anything work if you just show up as who you are. Because that's what's going to make you unique and magnetic to your audience. I want to talk to bloggers. Ooh, I think that I have a really good idea. Maybe I should not. Hold on. See, you know what? Never mind. Magnetic. I really like that word. And I think that, you know, I want to help people start blogs that, you know, attract people to them and start blogs that are magnetic and talk about what the hell you want to talk about on a daily basis. Yeah, that's a very great idea. But okay, so this, you know, versatility is going to fuel your creativity and personal growth. And by exploring different subjects, you will continuously learn, evolve, and become a well-rounded individual, right? And guess what? That growth will spill over into your writing. It'll spill over into your offers and into your social media posts and how you show up as the blogging business owner that you want to be, but you don't want to put yourself in such a far box like I have for so long. And even though that works, of course, niching down, it really, really works. But do you know how many people out there who are also like not niched down and they blow up? Like, let's talk about Jenna Kutcher for 1 second. Yes, she started niche down, more niche down. You know, she started like as a like photographer or something, I think. Yeah, that's what she did. But look what she talks about now. And people are so attracted to her. She talks about business things. And then she has different offers around all things business. And then she talks about, you know, her life. And people love her for talking about her life and her stories. And, you know, she talked a lot about her body image. And now she like healed herself from all of that. And it's just like, it's so magnetic. And everybody loves her for it. And look at the people who you follow. What do they talk about? Are they niching themselves down so far into like their niche, like super, super niche down? Or are they talking about just what they want to talk about on a daily basis? Showing up as who they authentically are and just, you know, showing up and just talking about what they want and, you know, niching down their offers. Really look at that. Like, who do you want to be? Do you want to be somebody who niches themselves down? Great, that's going to work. But if you want to talk about different things on your blog and not niche yourself down so far into what you think that you have to do, like, is that going to make you more happy or is niching down going to be making you more happy? Niching down super far made me very happy for a long time, but I realized that I'm losing interest of it. And that's why that I've been thinking, you know, like I've been fighting so hard with this like lack of clarity that I've had for so long. And it's because the lack of clarity was from, you know, like I don't like this anymore. I don't like just talking about money. I don't like just talking about blog traffic and all of the strategy behind blogging. I also want to help people with their mindset if I want to. I want to help people with their systems and like their processes and like the blog organization. You know, like I want to talk about that a lot. And I want to talk about like mainly mindset and manifestation and health, like self-care around blogging and business. And, you know, I just want to talk about like even being a mom. Like I want to talk about being a mom and how it's like extremely difficult to be a mom and a business owner or a mom and a blogger. Like I want to just talk about all of these different things. But I've been niching myself so far into make money blogging and blog traffic and starting a blog, because I thought that was what my audience truly wants and needs. But what they really need is me to show up who I am, speak my true truth and honesty, and just be who I am and motivate them and inspire them. And, you know, like I can give you all of the strategy, but what's going to help you more? Is it the mindset or is it going to be the strategy? I mean, if you have both, and if I show up and give you guys both, I think that it's going to be like more magnetic to you guys. So it's like hitting two birds with one stone, you know, personal development and killer content. So one of the greatest advantages of being versatile is the adaptability it gives you in this ever-changing blogging space, you know. So trends come and go, But what's popular today might be old news tomorrow. But when we're not confined to a single niche, you have the flexibility to pivot and explore those emerging topics. This adaptability ensures that you remain relevant and continue to provide valuable insights to your audience no matter what the future holds. If you find that like there's a topic exploding and you want to go and talk about that, go talk about it. Talk about what you feel like talking about. Talk about anything that inspires you. If you sit down at your blog and you have no idea what to talk about, think about your day. What inspired you that day? And talk about it. You don't have to niche yourself down so far. You know, of course you have to like, you know, show up in the way that your audience wants to show up. But sometimes it's not all black and white. Sometimes you think that they want something, but really they need something else. And something else is going to be more magnetic to them. Like I find that, you know, when I show up with this kind of energy, people love me for it. When I show up with whatever I want to talk about and how like I get inspired by things, or if I'm like being authentic, like the last episode where I showed you, like I am struggling, like people are like more magnetize themselves to me because of that, because I'm being real. And if you're niching yourself down and sitting down at your, you know, desk and thinking, what the heck am I gonna write about today? Like, don't write, actually. Like, if you don't know what to write about, don't write. Okay, like, of course you have, like, you know, the consistency aspect of it, but you gotta consistently promote those blog posts. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta consistently promote it. But if you're not inspired to write that day, don't write. Only write when you're inspired. Only write when you feel like you are at your best self and your truest self, and when you feel good, because that's when you're gonna push out your best content. So let's talk about the secret sauce that makes this versatility work like a charm. It's the power of cross-pollination of ideas. When you delve into multiple subjects, you discover unique connections and insights that might not have surfaced if you stayed in just one niche, like one specific niche. It's like mixing different ingredients to create a delicious, one-of-a-kind dish. This approach allows you to offer a fresh perspective, enriching the quality of your content and captivating your audience's attention. And now, before you go all in versatility, okay, let's address an important aspect, your offers. So when it comes to products, services, courses, whatever you're going to offer, okay, it's crucial to niche them down. So while your content can cover a broad range of topics and show who you are authentically and write about what you want to, it's a niching down of your offers that's going to provide maximum impact to your audience. So by tailoring your offers to meet specific needs and the desires of your target audience, you stand out from the crowd and increase the chances of conversions and long-term success. So you do not have to niche you down. Stop thinking that you have to niche yourself down. Like, okay, if I pick this niche, that means I can't talk about that topic that I want to talk about ever again. That's just horrible. That's niching yourself down, and you don't want to do that because you're not going to show up in a way that you authentically want to and your authentic self. And when you do that, nobody's going to attract to you, right? So show up in the way that you want to show up. But when you go to create your offers, you got to niche them down. And that's it. It's simple. It's so simple. And I'm so glad that I've came to this revelation, because I've been struggling for a very long time. And I've even, like, you know, talked a lot about niching down and how you have to niche down and speak to one person and talk about specific things on your blog. And yes, that is a way to go. That is one way to go. Right? That is one way that you can create a successful blogging business. Just one way, niching down, okay? Super far and whatever. But you don't have to. You can decide to choose whatever you want to talk about, niche down your offers, and still create a successful blogging business. So embrace versatility like a superhero and fly high, girl, because that is what's gonna like make you fly. That's gonna make you soar in this blogging space, because you're gonna be magnetic to your audience when you just show up who you are and the energy that you like, when you feel good, and when you feel good to write, you sit down and write, and you write about whatever the hell you want to talk about, and people are gonna like you for it, and that's what's gonna make you soar. It's not, okay, oh my gosh, I have to fit myself in such a little tiny box so I can make this successful, and then I'm gonna hate what I'm building, because I want to talk about so many other topics because this is who I am, but I'm fitting myself in this tiny little box. It's just not working. It's not working for people anymore. And that's why people quit. That's one of the reasons why people quit, because they think that, and that's one of the reasons why the consistency is a problem, and why they, you know, want to quit on it every single month, because they think, okay, I don't have any topic to talk about within this niche. I am like totally uninspired about this super boxed in niche, so I'm just not gonna sit down and write a blog post on it, because I am like not inspired and I have no idea what to talk about this that day. Or even if you do have like a blog post title and you start writing, you're like, oh my god, I have such a huge writer's block, because you're not talking about what you want to talk about. And yeah, even if you force that blog post, let's say, like, I've done this so many times where I forced the blog post, and those blog posts, like, nobody read because I forced it. Because I wasn't inspired to write that thing, but I'm like, okay, I have to write this blog post because, you know, this is my niche and this is just what I have to do and this is just what's going to make me successful. But no, what's going to make me more, even more successful, and I know that my business is now going to like even blow up and explode even more, because I am showing up as my true self and talking about whatever the hell that I want to talk about in my amazing energy when I have it. And when I don't have it, I'm going to sit on the couch like a couch potato and sit with my baby and hang out with him and sit in my feelings if I'm feeling bad that day or whatever. Another thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to structure my business. Yeah, structure is the better word, because I'm going to structure my business around my menstrual cycle. I, you know, from day like 15 of my cycle to day like 1 of my cycle, I feel like crap. But from like day 2 of my cycle, or like even like day like 5 of my cycle to day, you know, 12 or whatever, I've learned that like I feel the best and I have the best energy, the best mood, and I just feel so much better and I'm more creative. So yeah, I'm going to like structure my business around my menstrual cycle. And when I feel on those bad days during my cycle, like those bad days, like the last 2 weeks, I'm probably just going to like show up if I want to, of course, talk what I want, or, you know, just do what I want, go outside, make myself feel better, or sit on the couch and be a couch potato, or lay in bed all day with my baby and just freaking do what I want. And like, yeah, watch Netflix all day, be a lazy person. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm just done showing up and trying to be this perfect niche down blogger. And it's like, I'm not perfect, okay? My blog is far from perfect. And you have to like get rid of that perfectionism too, because you're not perfect, okay? Like, I always thought, you know, I was kind of like a fitness trainer, that my blog has to be the most perfect thing, because, you know, it's like a fitness trainer when, you know, like if the trainer is like not eating healthy and she doesn't look fit, blah, 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 then that means she can't help, you know, her clients, or she's not going to inspire or motivate her clients. That is not true. Okay, not true at all. But I always thought that, and I had to rewrite my belief about this, because my blog does not have to be perfect in order for me to help you. I can help you no matter what. Even though I don't have time because I'm a mom to update all of my blog posts and make my whole blog website perfection, It's just not possible. Do you know how many blog posts I would have to go through right now to make everything perfect? Do you know how many links that I would have to click right now to make sure they're not broken? I mean, I know it's necessary for SEO purposes, but oh my gosh, I just don't have time. But that's not what's going to get me to make my clients be successful or motivate them and inspire them to build a successful blog and to educate them and to help them. I have so much knowledge and experience behind my belt, and I don't have to be perfect just to show you how to run a successful blog, because you're not going to be perfect either. So let go of that perfection of a perfect blog. And when you want to go and hire somebody to help you with something, let's say you hire a blog coach or a business coach or a life coach or whatever, like, they're not going to be perfect, and hire them anyway, even if you see flaws. Because it, like, if you are attracted to them, and if they really resonate with you and inspire you and motivate you, that's how you're going to get results from them. Not if they have perfection, a perfect business, a perfect life, you know, like, so yeah, that's my message today. And it felt really good to get this off my chest. It feels so good to say, and it's so exciting to say. Like, I'm just done with this whole niche down yourself thing. Niche into such a small little box. You don't have to. You niche down your offers. You don't niche down yourself. So, let your ideas cross-pollinate. Sprinkle your unique perspective. Sprinkle, you know, your blog post ideas and whatever you want to freaking talk about that day. And offer tailored niche-specific products or services that will rock your audience's world. You've got this, and I can't wait to see you shine when you start talking about what the hell you want to talk about. So, happy blogging. Bye-bye.